The process of redemption. You know there cannot be a falsity unless there is first the truth for the falsity to be about. Preceding the appearance of any falsity, the truth about the falsity must be and is ever present, standing guard, never forsaking its post, and always by its very presence, finally bringing to pass the redemption of Adam, that is, the destruction of the falsity. Now, in the redemption of Adam, that is, in the annihilation of Adam, the Redeemer must necessarily appear in the way that can be understood by that which is to be redeemed. What was it that appeared to redeem Adam? Was it not Eve, who appeared as bone of his bones, and flesh of his flesh, and so could speak and appear in his own language and be understandable to Adam? Truth had to appear always to the unenlightened thought, in other words, to the Adam, clothed in the language and the form which Adam could comprehend. Otherwise, would the appearing be comprehended, understood, and so made available? It would not. And so this first appearing to Adam of the Christ, truth, as Eve, appeared as bone of his bones and flesh of his flesh, almost like Adam in every respect. Remember, you can never understand the scriptures and the account of Adam if you think of Adam and Eve as two. Eve must be seen simply as the first gleam of the Christ, or the truth about Adam, which is to destroy the Adam. As it is stated in the second verse of the fifth chapter of Genesis, God called their name Adam, not Adam and Eve.